episode 91. Hey everyone, Dave Guerra here. Welcome to episode 91 of the BerlinBrigade.com podcast. As I said, I am a former member of the Berlin Brigade from 1985 to 1987. I was there with 3rd Platoon, hooah, Alpha Company, hooah, 6th Battalion, 502nd Infantry, Berlin Brigade, United States Army. That's right. How's it going, everyone? Welcome back. It's Saturday, August 4, 2018, as I record this. I hope you had a great, wonderful holiday weekend. Awesome July. Hot enough for you? Because it's hot everywhere. It is hot everywhere. Now we're into August, so it's going to only get hotter. But that's the way things go. But you know what? It's, apparently, I'll get into this in just a minute, but there's like a crisis brewing in Germany. And I'll talk about that in just a minute. And Let's go ahead and get this episode started.
Einsteigen bitte.
That's right. Everybody on board, let's go, because we're about to head out of Oscar Lienheim and head on downtown to the Kudamm. So, again, welcome everyone. Episode 91, Berlin Brigade. I'm Dave Guerra. So, we're going to pick up where we left off last episode, and we're going to continue. And again, because I'm on this quest, I want to make sure that everyone understands why it's so important. And the last two episodes, I've talked about recording your own story, telling your Berlin Brigade story, your time in the military, not just the Berlin Brigade, but your time in the military, your unique perspective, your unique story. See how I used the word unique there a couple of times? Because in Berlin, it was unique. Okay. And folks, if you didn't know how you catch a rabbit in Berlin, I'm about to tell you how you catch a rabbit in Berlin. Unique up on it. That's right. Unique up on it. Anyway, that's an old one. I'm more sure everybody heard that one already there while you were in Berlin. But again, see, that's what I'm talking about. It's unique. Little stories, little things like that. And that's why we need to tell our own story. Other organizations, and again, and not to single anyone out, but you know what? It's what they say. The squeaky wheel gets the grease. The one who speaks the loudest gets heard. And the one who tells the story is the history. It's where history is made. So if someone else is telling our story, our unique perspective, and it's not us, then guess what? It kind of, well, I hate to say this, but in the future, they're going to question us as opposed to questioning those that are telling the story. So understand that it's important that we have this time, that we now take this time to just stop and take a break, and we reminisce with family, we reminisce with friends, and you're sitting around the fire pit up in the hills of northeastern Oklahoma. It's deer season, and you're around the fire pit, and then you start reminiscing about that time at Doughboys City, or that time out in the Grunewald, or hey, remember when we went across the east? Folks, it's those stories. Those stories. It's not just the good times, it's also the bad times, but it's also the realities. You know, how it was just so different that we were just a couple hundred feet from East Germany when we slept. That we knew in our minds that Soviet or East German mortar teams had our barracks targeted. They knew the exact locations of where we were. And they already had them plotted out on their TRPs or their table of target reference points. But you understand what I'm getting at. So again, nobody's going to tell that story. They're going to tell it more at the macro level. They're going to tell that outside, from outsiders looking in, because again, they don't have the insider's perspective. Folks, we are the insiders. We lived at that micro level. We were under the microscope all the time. We were told that just about every day. That's what made Berlin unique. And that being the case, that's why we need to record our stories, because at that micro level, we'll either validate and authenticate what they're saying at the macro level, but then again, it will also say, no, you were wrong. This is what we were doing. Now, obviously, I'm not saying, you know, I'm not saying to violate OPSEC. I'm not saying to go against OPSEC. Always think OPSEC. But we can say things that will kind of, you know, not be that specific, but we can say things. We can skirt the issue a little bit. We're pros at that. We were in the military. We know how to skirt the issue. But remember, we were the boots on the grounds. We were the ones that were making happen what others only read about now. We were the ones doing it. Whether all we ever did was parade on the fore ring, or if all we ever did was get out there and do a little something extra, and if discovered, we would be disavowed. Folks, we ran the gamut, but we were there for a reason. So, time to tell your story. And I know I've spoken almost 5 minutes into this, but it's just still that important. And I'm going to continue with this until everybody says, you know what, Dave, you're right. I'm done. I'm on board. I'm recording my story. And you need to record your story. And folks, yes, last time I talked about the memo option, the voice memo option in the iPhone. I want to talk about those of you that have Windows PCs and Macs also, but you probably could use something else. And I'll talk about that too next time. But for Windows PCs, there's a piece of software. It's free and it's very good. It's actually what makes, when I do all the editing for the podcast, I use this piece of software. It's called Audacity. A-U-D-A-C-I-T-Y. Audacity. It's for Windows. It's for Mac. It's awesome. It works. It's very simple, very slick, very streamlined, and it will let you record all day long, depending on how much hard drive space you have. I don't recommend you use your entire hard drive for one story, but if that's what happens, well, more power to you. Awesome. Fantastic. Thank you for doing that. But folks, Audacity is real easy. You just go up there and you Google it, you search it, Audacity for Windows, and it'll take you to the website. You install it. And as long as you have a microphone on your computer, it doesn't have to be anything fancy. It doesn't have to be anything crazy, anything expensive, but it should be something that works. It should be something that records. And when you fire up that Audacity, it just comes up to the screen. And it's like, you know, you see the buttons, you see the pause, you see the play, you see the stop, you see the forward, the next, go back, go forward. And you see always the red record button. Folks, make sure that your microphone is plugged in, ready to go. And it'll say that right below the stop, it'll tell you what microphone's active. And you can go out and get yourself a very expensive one, like I said, or just something real cheap, as long as it records, as long as you can see it there. Hit that red record button and poof, you're off and running. You are off and recording. You are off and telling your story. You know, and just talk about anything. Just talk about whatever comes to mind. You know, last month I said, well, let's talk about parade season. And just tell your stories of what you remember about parade season. It doesn't have to be in order. It doesn't, you know, you can bounce around. There's no rules behind this. Just so long as you're talking, just so long as you're saying something. And then once you're done, hit the stop button. And then file. And then save as. And give it a name. Export. And you can export it as a WAV, as an MP3, whatever. So it's file, export. And as an MP3, it's really easy because then everybody can hear it. All systems can hear it. And once that's done, that's it. You've saved it. You've given it a name and you've saved it. And then you can come back later on, start Audacity again. Hit the red record button, stop it, then do files, export, and it's whatever you want. Give it a name. And that's really it. I mean, that's the nitty-gritty dirt on Audacity. It's real simple to use, and for that reason, it should be real simple for you to use to tell your story. And that's it. That's all there is to Audacity. And to tell your story, yes, it is that simple. But you've got to get started, folks. We're running out of time. We don't know how much time we have on this planet. And that's why we need to tell our stories, so our legacy can hear and understand and know. So that the future can understand and know what we went through, what we did, what we felt, what we had good times doing in Berlin, what the bad times were in Berlin. Don't be afraid to say anything. I mean, just don't be afraid. Don't hold back, is what I'm saying. Say anything. Say everything. Name names if you have to. But again, you're not publishing this. You're not sending this off to a podcast. And no, by all means, don't. If you want to, you're more than welcome to send your story here. I will add it to this podcast and it'll be kind of cool. But that's strictly up to you. That's for your future. That's for your legacy. Let them know what you did. What part in world history did you play? Folks, let's move on. Email. It's time to answer a little email. I got an email. Well, no, actually, I got a voicemail. And, oh, hey, a couple of announcements. If you have voicemail, if you left me a voicemail message, I've called several of you back, but you don't answer, or you have not set up your own voicemail. So understand that when I call you back, it will be from that 413 area code. So be on the lookout for that, because that's the number you dialed. That's the number I'm going to call you back on. So be prepared for that. And I did manage to get a hold of one person who called me, and they said, hi, my niece said I should call you, and I'm calling, and went on to explain. So I called back, and it was a very charming lady who answered the phone, who actually was the one who left the voicemail message. And one Berlin Brigade soldier in particular, you made an impact on her. You made her remember all these years. And, well, that's just a Berlin Brigade thing to do, right? That's, we make impact on people because that's who we are. That's what Berlin has done to us. So let me, sorry about that, drinking a little coffee because it's still morning time here as I'm recording this. So you made an impact all these years later. 1968, she says, she's an American. She flew in, somehow her itinerary took her, and she came in through East Berlin, came across Checkpoint Charlie, and then was hanging out in West Berlin, and met a GI, met a Berlin Brigade soldier, and she does not recall his name, but she does know he was tall, and he was from California, and he had a green MG convertible. And that also made the impression because she still remembers that vehicle. And she met him, and they went out for an evening, and they had fun. And, you know, he showed her the sights and everything of much as he could within that time. But it was time to go home because it was time to go. Apparently, they stayed out long enough to see the sunrise over one of the smaller lakes there in Berlin, and in West Berlin. And it was time for him to go report back in, so it was time to go. So they had set up a date to meet that next day, or that same later that day kind of situation. But he was a no-show. She said that, he'd never showed up. And I go, well, you know, some things happen. You know, sometimes guys get called up on duty and they don't show up. So he should have made a backup plan. And folks, this is why backup plans always are important. And I said, man, well, I do apologize, but, he should have set up a backup plan because, again, that way if, you don't hear from me on this day, something happens, on this day at this time, I'll be here, or at this day and this, even if it's just, he could have said, just go across the street from McNair and at 9:55, I'll be there, or at 11:30, I'll be here, wait for me, I'll just, so you know I'm alive and I'm still thinking of you, that situation, but that wasn't the case. So all these years later, it's like, what, 40 years now? 50 years now? Yeah, wow. Crazy. 50 years now, 40. Wishful thinking on my part. But yeah, 50 years later, she still remembered him. He made an impact on her. And so I guess over the years, she had talked to family members about this charming soldier from California with a green MG convertible. And she would like to maybe figure out what happened to him. So if any of you knew anybody, a soldier, in 1968 at the Berlin Brigade that was assigned to the Berlin Brigade there at McNair, that had a green, or maybe not at McNair, but had a green MG convertible while he was there, reach out to me. I'll put him in contact, or I'll put you in contact with the individual that called. She's just curious. She just kind of, I guess wants to just put a period at the end of that sentence, if you know what I mean. Just bring that to an end. So, but again, it's very neat. It's very interesting. All these years, and I still think about, that one soldier, that one person. And I think all of us have that. I know we all have that. We all have just that one person. Well, whatever happened to? What's the situation? And especially in Berlin, again, being so, in 1968, it was just so crazy. Vietnam, the Cold War, protests everywhere. And one soldier just took time to show this American, she was late teens, the sights of Berlin at that time, which was pretty cool. So again, see, there's a story right there. That's what I'm talking about, folks. There's that story right there. So again, if you knew a soldier from California that had a green MG while in Berlin in 1968, drop me a note. Let me know. Let's see if we can bring that sentence to an end or begin a new sentence. You never know. Speaking of old and new sentences, closing out the old sentence, starting a new sentence. Folks, this weekend marks the second weekend of the German-American Volksfest in Berlin. The 57th, actually. the 57th German-American Volksfest in Berlin. It's on now. This is the second weekend. It started last weekend at the end of July. And fun times for everyone. I remember working the Volksfest in 86, August of 86. Those are some fun times. And again, see, there's another story. So what are your Volksfest stories? What do you remember from the Volksfest? The rides, the fireworks, the American beer, the ribs. Remember the ribs? They were huge. The hamburgers, the people, the Berliners, the shows, the performers. And in this case, on Saturday, starting at, as I record this, I think it's already, yeah, right now it's DJ Disco Monty Nurms, N-U-R-N-S, and his warm-up hits. So he's getting the show started there in Berlin. Later on today, a little while from now, the Legend Cheerleaders, a dance group show. And then the Country Bar, Larry Shuba, the Country Bear, sorry about that. Country Bar. Yeah, Country Bar. Larry Shuba, the live band, German country music on hand. A little bit later on, the Legends Cheerleaders, they return. And so does the Country Bear, Larry Shuba. S-C-H-U-B-A, Shuba. I'm sorry, I'm thinking too much. Live band, country music, and Hohen Feuerwerks, Stern Uber Mariendorf. That's at 22 hours Berlin. That's right, we got some fireworks going on. Stars over Mariendorf. And then to close out the evening, DJ Disco Monte Nurms with the after show party. And that's just Saturday. That's a concert day is what they call it. Sunday, August 5th, Easy Sunday. Again, DJ Big Bear Disco All-Time Hits. Followed by the Bright Stars Cheerleader, another dance group. Simon und der Flotadreier, another live band. Schläger und Rock'n'Roll der 50s, 60s, and 70s. That's at 4 o'clock Berlin time, Central European time. Then the Bright Stars Cheerleaders return again with, and then Simon und der Flotadreier, the live band. And to close out the evening is DJ Big Bear, Disco Party Hits. What else have we got? Man, and this goes on and on and on and on and on until the 19th. It's Farewell Day. And again, Big DJ Bear returns. American Dance Classics, the Bright Stars Cheerleaders, the Checkpoint 5 live band, Doo-Wop Rock and Roll. And there's a picture of those guys there kicking it old school there. Let's see, the Bright Stars Cheerleaders return, Checkpoint 5, the live band. And to close out the evening, to close out the whole 57th annual German-American Volksfest in Berlin on Sunday, August 19th, is DJ Big Bear Disco Bye Bye Deutsches Amerikanisches Volksfest hits. Awesome. But they've got a lot of cool stuff. Ladies' Day is on Fridays, the 10th, the 17th. And I think it was also the 3rd yesterday. Yes, it was. So not too shabby. A lot of cool stuff going on. But always, you know, food, vendors, what else? School, food, vendors, rides, entertainment, shows, DJs, music, performances, the Surface Club Disco. Got that going on. What else have we got? Elizabeth Lee and Band, live band. Cool, that's Texas Roots and Block and Blues. Roots and Blues Rock. That's on Donnerstag, the 9. It's Biker Day, everybody. Awesome. And I could sit here and go through the entire program, but no, folks, I do invite you to go over to the BerlinBrigade.com website, look at podcast episode number 91, and a link to the German-American Volksfest site will be there, and so is the program. You'll just have to click on it and see the entire program. So congratulations. If you happen to be in Berlin during that time, by all means, do stop by the Volksfest. Let them know that BerlinBrigade.com sent you. I don't know what it'll get you, but let them know that, hey, we're listening and we're talking about them. And that's all that really matters because, again, those are some great times, and I guarantee you great memories are being created today, tomorrow, and all the way until the 19th. So with that being said, folks, again, there's another situation where you can remember memories, share memories, record those memories about your time in Berlin, and especially about the Volksfest. It was always a good time. Well, folks, it's time to wrap up episode 91 of the Walking Leader podcast. As always, if you have any comments, questions, concerns, ideas, suggestions, anything, please, or you want to be interviewed, get a hold of me on Twitter, at Berlin Brigade, all one word, and that's at the at symbol, Berlin Brigade, or by email, dave@berlinbrigade.com. I do look forward to hearing from you. Again, it's Dave, D-A-V-E, at berlinbrigade.com, and write me an email. Let me know. Say, hey, I want to be on your show. I want to be interviewed. Or just to say, hey, I want to chat. Folks, again, oh, Craig, Shooty, if you're listening to this, buddy, somebody's hacked your email because they keep sending spam links out. So you might want to change your password. Also, Farrell is looking for you. Be sure you get in touch with Farrell. And again, Craig, if you're out there, Farrell's looking for you. Everyone else, if you leave a voice message, I'm going to try to respond on the weekends when everybody's kind of more or less at home. So be on the lookout for a response from a 413 area code. So don't panic. That's me. Alrighty. As always, I am your host, David Guerin. I thank you for your time. I do appreciate you for allowing me and the BerlinBrigade.com to continue to be part of your post-Berlin Brigade life. Because, hey, that's what it's here for. It's how we find friends. That's how we make new ones. And that's how we keep the conversation going. Also, I do invite you to subscribe to the podcast on iTunes. I mean, you're more than welcome to come back to the website and listen here. But subscribe on iTunes. That's where everyone's listening. That's where all the cool kids are. Well, they're also where you are. So wherever you are, that's where the cool kids are too. Don't forget that. Because, hey, we're Berlin Brigade soldiers, and we are the cool kids. We defined cool. Seriously, look it up under cool kids in the dictionary. There it is. You'll see the Berlin Brigade shield. Those are the cool kids. Also, don't forget to follow us on Instagram under the name Berlin Brigade. And Berlin Brigade, of course, is all one word. That's Instagram.com/Berlin Brigade. And, of course, don't forget to follow us on Facebook at Facebook.com/Berlin Brigade, where Berlin Brigade is all one word. Folks, I'm going into 22 minutes, and it's about that time. So, without any further delay, I wish you a very safe, warm, cool, stay cool. Oh, yeah. There's a bottle shortage in Berlin, or in Germany. Beer bottle shortage. So, again, save your bottles. Turn those in. That's what I meant at the top of the show. So it's almost a crisis state, but it's not done yet. So do your part. Return your bottles. Until next time, Dankeschön, auf Wiedersehen, tschüss.
Endstation. Bitte alle aussteigen.